A large group of women are protesting outside the Family Hearing Centre in Sheffield, and I'm going to speak to someone to ask what's going on.
What's going on is we are here to help a family in mother called Mako. She had children, and for a long time the social services, they doing her harassment and discrimination. They never did a right way. All the time they doing her meeting without interpreter, without no one knows. Even Somali mental health in the offices, they didn't know. Somali community, they didn't know. When we came to in at the court, all the time, each time they starting to tell untrue history for the court. The daughter, she want to stay her mom. There is no risk assessment. There is no danger case. They say all the time because we worried the child's health. That's it. The only thing, and then they got foster parents. They didn't know who are their foster parents. They, while we are the court, afternoon, they got the foster parents in Rotherham, four different nation children, the boys. And they refused, as a Somali community, as a Somali foster families, they refused to care the daughter. They say, we're taking her. So we need our rights. This is a long time history, and mother, she been discriminating children. They never got any help to offer except harassment and take from mom.
Right, thank you. And so the hearing today is going on at the moment?
Yeah, it's starting soon, and we call also Sheffield Start, and they say they will find somebody to come and in representing us. And all in social services, local authority, they didn't follow. And if you want, we take the copy, all the details from the solicitor. There is no right and there is no evidence. Just last time I was at court, when the judge asked if I did the court and I say Naima is going home, what's the risk? The social services answer is, I think, just only guessing. And the court church stopped their head square and she say, are you talking about guessing as you are the social service? So we need our church.
Okay, thank you.
Basically, all we just wanted to say was we don't think that Mako had a fair hearing in terms of the way that the social services dealt with the case and also the way that the child has been frightened. We think that
not only Naima, all the family, they are restless.
Yes.
Okay.
We also think that Mako didn't get the support that she needed from any authorities, whether it's the Mental Health Act or whether it's the social services or whether it's the council. Nobody has actually approached her to try and find out what is the issue in the what is the issue within the family, and to also see if there's anything that we can do as a community, as also the social services, to maintain Naima in her home, in her family home.
And in the meantime, all those cases that happened, and Naima and her family, they didn't get any interpreter, and even while we are in court. Now, as far as I am aware, five times we are in court and they never professional interpreter. Last time, even when the court hearing is happening, never interpreters come. And this is a UK. We need our justice. And you can see it, how are they discriminating the family and no, just to be honest with you, the voiceless family, like a hostage people. And they refuse our community. We say we're going to be involved, we're going to help the family, we are here. They say no. Last time we put all our names. I'm working, I have CRB check, I am a family, I'm a relative to Naima, the child and mother. I give my address, I give everything. They say we will investigate. We give another Somali woman, she was long time ago as a family support worker representing, and now she is and waiting only certificate she's doing and fostering. They refuse all of us to give us. And then before the Christmas, the church say Naima removed to foster family. Naima refused to go there. and she say and she I don't want to go. They call the police. The police come and told them the social services. If the child refuse, we can force the child. And then they leave. After the Christmas, they back. Mother, she didn't know if she had a court or not. Then she came. Then she came to ask help in from her solicitor. By the time she came to Howell's office, she heard today you have a court. They never give her information. By the time she came, the church say social services ask for questions. Did the family know foster family or happy? They didn't answer. She asked, and the child, did she have negative kin? They didn't ask. They didn't answer. She asked, and where's the Somali community? They didn't help the family. They didn't answer. And then she said, by 9:30 Monday, you have to come back to the court and give me all these details, and the case is dismissed. When the mother in church say like that, they call the police and other people waiting them. While we are in the court, already the house is forced and breaking. By the time we run and get phone calls from the neighbor, someone's taking like this in Naima, and it's illegal. And when a lady from social services holding like this, and the child shouting, please leave me alone, leave me alone. And we can't come closer because the police was getting and they stopped all of us.
So how many police were there?
About 20.
About 20.
And the other thing is,
and the door was broken. And a child, he's 11 years old, Naima's brother, and 16 years old, and he was shocking and shaking, and he's still in shock, and he didn't answer anything. So this family, they suffer harassment and discrimination from social services and local authority, and we have all those evidence, and they never have any integrity to come in the case, even the court. We have a witness. And court, church, and local authorities, social services, they never say to that's incorrect. They have no interpreter. And never happen in this world, even if you know English language, when you have your case, you have to have interpreter in your language.
A 13-year-old girl has been pulled away by social services, and she's crying, Mom, help me.
Help me.
Please and help me. Don't let them take me away. And she was taken away.
When the police knocked the door, the child always, when you knock the door, they didn't answer because all the time they're thinking it's a social service.
Right.
So this family, to be honest with you, they have no life. They live like animals. Even the animal have a right. We don't know what kind of right they have. So we need help. Shall I give you my number?
Yeah, you can do. I'll take some photos.
For the month. Year old, I don't know why they decided now they have to separate, to break the family. And you know, to have a mental health, healthy, you know, life, you have to be happy. They breaking the family,
happy.
They make mother ill, the children ill, and what's the aim? If they help the family, they have to help their own base.
And no risk assessment. There's no risk they worried about. Just the only thing they remove Naima is, Naima, she's... Yes.
Can I say something? Most important, to help the family, you have to help them in their own way and provide a help within their words. Naima be happy. Naima happy with her home. But they break, they came and they break the door, they broke the lease, they broke the housing, and they broke the social worker while mother, she was sitting here. They say sit, but at the same time, they send a police and somebody break the house. This is not right. And we are the community. Last year, last 12 months, 3 youths been killed. Somali community. And children being assaulted. And children being taken away. That we feel we treated very badly. We are citizens. We have every right. Unless the, you know, council tell us you don't have a right. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you. Okay.
Thank you.